or like we call each other. Muhammad, Abu Ahmed, nothing. You shouldn't. The adab with the Prophet ﷺ is to be called Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah. That's how one should call the Prophet ﷺ. And during his lifetime, the Sahaba were instructed and they were taught a big lesson. When one time they had an argument, Abu Bakr and Umar had a dispute and they had an argument and their voices, they raised their voices in front of the Prophet ﷺ, in the presence of the Prophet. Allah revealed to them, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. This is Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah 49, verse 2 and 3. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Do not raise your voices above that of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض. Do not speak loud to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, like you do with each other. أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. That might result in you in your deeds being nullified. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed, told them that it's a sign of iman. It's a sign of faith and it's a sign of respect for the Prophet and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, to lower your voices before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. That is a sign of taqwa. That is a sign of someone who passed the test of taqwa. To lower your voices before the Prophet. And ever since, you know, after that verse was revealed, it was said that Abu Bakr never raised his voice. And he used to whisper to the Prophet ﷺ anytime he wanted to talk to him. Now, even by the death of the Prophet ﷺ, this adab is not over. It continues. And that's why the Sahaba, as well as the scholars of Islam, are in agreement that one should not raise his voice in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or by the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why you have the, you know, that this particular verse is engraved on top of the tomb or the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. And when Umar saw two men one time arguing in that area, he came to them and he said, "Where are you from?" They said, "We're from Iraq or from some other place." He said, "I knew that you were not from Medina. Had you been from the people of Medina, I would have punished you. Don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not raise your voices in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" Now, what we must understand, brothers and sisters, that this also applies to the almost everything that we said applies to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything that we said applies to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind his tradition. You want to know who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an embodiment of this message, the embodiment of the Quran and the embodiment of the Sunnah, right? So just like you respected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was alive, you must respect him after his death, and it doesn't end. So everything that we said applies to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why the scholars used to display great level of respect when the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is shared. And that's why they said Imam Malik rahimahullah never related a hadith to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while either standing or while people are standing. And he used to dress up before he gives the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of respect and love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and for his hadith. And one time it is said that one of his students observed him, his face getting red and sweating while he was delivering hadith. Afterwards, he asked him, he said, what happened? He said, well, what happened is there was a scorpion that basically crawled into my... and stung him 16 times while he was delivering the hadith of the Prophet. And he didn't want to interrupt the hadith of the Prophet, the flow of the hadith of the Prophet, and he didn't even scratch his back or anything. He just sat there and took the pain and tell out of respect that they had. This was a natural respect and love that they have for the Prophet. They didn't have to pretend or make it up. Some of Muhammad ibn Munkadir, who was, by the way, also known for his khushu' in salah, Muhammad ibn Munkadir, it was said that when he is praying, he wouldn't know whether he was dead or alive. He was so still in his sujood.